Phoenix FM. It's Stand and Calling. We're here on the Saturday and it's hot. It's nice. It's not what you necessarily think of as traditional festival weather either. And we're talking to everyone really who's involved here, including some of the charities, including Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. Now, Charlotte, you're someone who's here collecting, raising awareness here as well. You've got the flags and everything, and you're having a busy time.
We are. It's really good. It's a really good atmosphere. So we're collecting donations for the charity.
Is this the first time you've been to this festival?
It is, yeah. We'll definitely come back. I think it's going to be really successful. And it's good for raising awareness.
Absolutely. And sort of seeing you around here, it makes you think as well, because something like this, you never know when you're going to need the air ambulance, do you?
No, definitely not. And we do have lots of people who give to the lottery, regular giving, and do all kinds of fundraising for us, treks, marathons. So it's really good. It is really good here.
And that's what you can do, raise awareness here. Because I suppose people will just come up and ask you questions as well as give money, won't they? Especially if they know someone who's been helped out by the air ambulance.
Yeah, definitely. We've had quite a few people to say that they're interested in all kinds of fundraising, all kinds of getting involved in the charity. So we direct them to the website. So,
I mean, we don't necessarily have specifics, but you are a very busy organisation relying on donations. And let's face it, it's not cheap to put a helicopter up in the air, is it?
No, definitely not. Each mission is 2,200, so it's lots of fundraising we need because we get minimum government funding. So, yeah, donations are very, very good.
And on top of that, be training for pilots, paramedics, etc., everything that costs.
Yeah, it's down to paper that we send out to fuel for the helicopter, so
which is going up all the time as well.
Definitely. It's a hard for the charity, but we I think we're doing okay. Yeah. It's nice to see we've got staff members, volunteers, we've got paramedics here today helping, so it's really good.
Oh, great stuff. And I mean, if people do want to find out more, I suppose Google Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. You've been together for about, well, over 20 years as such. But the air ambulance itself, based out of North Weald, you were saying?
Yeah, we've got one in an airbase in North Weald and an airbase in Earlscone. Our North Weald airbase is newly refurbished and you can have a tour around there. So if you go to our website, then you can book on a tour.
Well, it's not that far from us in Brentwood then.
Yeah, come along for a tour.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we'll have to get you down the radio station talking more as well. But, look, thank you very much for talking to us. And if people want to find out more, I mean, there must be legacies as well, you know, if you want to mention you in the will or anything else, it's all on your website, I take it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things, legacies, treks, like say marathons, people sit in a bathtub of beans, all kinds of things. You can fundraise in any way, and yeah, on our website at www.ehat.org.uk.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome.